Seattle rapper Ishmael Butler is best known as the character Butterfly from the Grammy-winning hip-hop group Digable Planets from the 1990s. In 2009, he assumed a new character, Palasir Lazar, for the hip-hop project Shabazz Palaces. Both of Shabazz Palaces' 2009 releases have gotten a lot of press, but Ishmael Butler does not like to give interviews. It was a real challenge just to track him down, and then it took a few telephone conversations before Ish would agree to do this radio story. I made a promise to him that the piece would be unique. Here we go. So when did you decide to start Shabazz Palaces?
2008.
What was the inspiration?
The inspiration was like I hadn't put out any music for a while, and all of a sudden then I felt like I wanted to. I don't know why, but I didn't ask myself why or anything like that. I just was happy to feel that way. The cat that's in the group with me, Tendai, we lived a block away from each other. And I was living with my girlfriend and he lived with his girl. So we were just spending a lot of time together. We were always pursuing different musical things simultaneously. And we just kind of got together over the course of time. It all happened in a way that is hard to really chronicle.
I think a lot of people that make music that's unique, like your stuff is, tend to be sensitive people, people that pick up.
Things. Yeah, I'm sensitive for sure. I feel that. But it's like, I feel like that it's good to be sensitive because you don't miss things that you would if you weren't. And it makes life rich and broad and deep.
That's what I told my mom. I said, my mama be a bright light on the dark side. A bright light on the dark side. Look, the world twists around.
I always was into music, you know, songs, especially on commercials and like the radio.
Do you think the message in a song is important? And that could be the feeling of the song or that could be the words in the song?
Yeah, I think pop music, the message in the song is important because when we talk pop, we talk about like people trying to reach the masses, you know what I mean? And if you're making pop music to do that, then yeah, I think the message is important. But I'm not capable really and skilled enough of an artist to make pop music. So I think the message in my songs are like kind of up to the listener to decide. Or maybe the message is an underlying current or theme that I might not even be aware of because a lot of it is just instinctive expression rather than trying to get from one place to another.
See, I'm just like you. Yeah, I know I'm a mess. Take a minute to think. Take an hour to dress. Got this pain in my neck. Came from staring at stars. I can't find the remote. Drinking, driving my car. Keep looking for love. Finding beautiful pain. Told myself I should stop, but I'm at it again.
A little bit ago, you're talking about that when you were a kid, you identified with the stuff on the radio and stuff in commercials. There's a potency to that kind of stuff, and there's a memorableness to it. What is that?
Sincerity, imagination, purpose. When you think of commercials, like, we always associate it with whatever company or corporation is trying to get your attention. But in the end, it's just some cat that probably is an accomplished musician and is just trying to do his thing or her thing. That's why a lot of these songs are great. Even in the last couple of years, like $5 footlong songs or some of those Jack in the Box songs, like those were awesome. A lot of people try to write off a lot of super big pop musicians, but it's a serious task to be able to continue to make popular songs.
I rap order into this madness, crush this me mania and bust on you scantless super hot that hijacks and ran with our culture then so that's the white man's established. Super hot. I do it all for my belionist to resurrect the damage.
Are there stories in what you're saying in your words?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not good at making a story play itself out over the course of a song, but there are beginning, middles, and ends of stories inside of a lot of the songs. It's just somewhat cryptic and abstract, but I still feel like you can still get the feeling of whatever the story is across, I think.
From the bottom all the way down to the top. Shot the fire in the street like all the gangsters, you them caught up in the speed.
wonder if because you kind of grew up in a band that became really popular, right, in Digable Planets, and you had that kind of success. And so maybe that released you from that way of thinking that, oh, if you're successful, you can't be genuine. And also what you're doing now, you're doing what you're doing and you don't seem concerned with the rating that people are going to put on it.
Yeah, but my part in the Digable Planets, like, I know I've never been a skilled pop artist, and we got popular, but it was obviously not something that suited us, you know, our personalities, even our abilities. Now, it's just like, I know that the only thing that is going to happen with whatever you make is what is going to happen. At this point, I just like to do it like you do it and then it goes wherever it goes. And it's substantial and it's real and it's slow and it's calm. And some people might think that it's small, but how big something is a lot of times is inside of your mind rather than how big the actual thing is, you know. So I just have a different perspective on success. Float around the town like ghosts. Why would I tell you in my song where the toast is? I scope out your motives, keep you in focus, then blah, and behold this. My beat is like a suicide bomber. It's heat for my guys in that do or die drama. That's on the street, on the run like Osama. I know just what to keep from losing my mama. White light here on the dark side town. Bright light here on the dark side town. Yes. Bright light here on the dark side town.
I'm Michelle Myers for KEXP.org.